This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. An upcoming conference at Villanova University will address ethical issues of war. Mark Wilson teaches ethics of war at Villanova. He says in his classroom, students have a lot to learn about the subject and a lot to say about it when he can get their attention. He dropped by recently to explain what he means. So give me a scenario of your presenting the material and what the students are doing.
Well, for instance, just recently I was engaging the students on their civic duty to participate in conversations on war. All the while, this was while Villanova was playing in the Big East tournament, and of course they were checking the scores. I think this is in some ways reflective of their disengagement from the process. As those that serve in the military constitute such a small percentage of the population, less than 1%, it's easy for the other 99% of us to fail to recognize the enormous complexities and the burdens that the 1% take on.
It's always been important to put moral limits on war through the just war tradition. What's one of the biggest conversations that you have with your students about moral limits?
Well, I would say that we often start with their knee-jerk assumption that there aren't, in fact, limits on war. So I try initially to emphasize their actual reactions and what those might say. So for instance, I will talk to them about the My Lai massacre, let's say, or the German invasion of Poland, and try to emphasize to them that the outrage that they experience is reflective of an ethical sentiment, and that what that outrage says is you do in fact believe that there are limits to war and that there should be limits to war.
There's so much in the news these days about new ways to be strategic against an enemy. We've got drones, targeted killings, technological warfare. How confusing is all of this for an ethicist, let alone a student learning about this in a classroom?
I think it's still an open question how much those really are transforming, whether something like drones are different in kind or whether it's just the next evolutionary step. I would say one of the principal concerns is with regard to things like accountability. Insofar as there is a kill list, for instance, that the president has, how as a public can we participate in the decisions that are being made at that level if in fact we don't know?
Well, college campuses are great places traditionally for student protests and expressions of pacifism. These movements, to me, seem a little on the quiet side these days. Is that because of that less than 1% theory that you posed earlier in our conversation, that kind of disengagement?
I do think that's a significant part of it. I think we're also dealing with a generation who has been marked by 9/11 and who have tended to assume, in light of that, that the U.S. wars and the war against terror is, by that very fact, always justified. And so I think that combined with some of the disconnect contributes to what is benign indifference or even, I think, apathy at times.
At the conference, I know they'll be discussing the psychological burden of war. And this can have many forms, of course. One, for instance, is that we have vets in this country and active military personnel whose mental health have been compromised due to war experiences. And I'm not sure we as a society are adequately equipped to support them. That doesn't seem very ethical, does it?
No, not at all. And too often we have a tendency to think that as civilians, our job is to say thank you for your service and perhaps wear a ribbon, as opposed to actively and earnestly devote ourselves to the broader conversation. I also think that we do a disservice to returning combatants when we treat them as a medical problem to be solved. Mm.
The conference is going to be an opportunity for Villanova students and others who are not associated with the military to sit alongside students who are. What do you hope to gain from that association?
I would like to think that sitting in a room full of uniformed cadets from the military academy, a room full of individuals who disproportionately will bear the burden of these questions, would help to just make the importance of this more salient to them. And conversely, I hope that the cadets from West Point get a sense that they're not alone in their pursuit of these questions, that it's not simply an occupational question, but a question that we collectively are engaged in for the common good.
Well, this has been really great. Mark Wilson teaches ethics of war at Villanova. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you so much for having me.